این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Duty of the theological schools in training of judges. The judiciary must take care that it is concerned with the life and properties of the people. The honor of the people and their job demands. Thus, they must appoint pious people there. They must be upright individuals and be careful not to make a mistake, for the error of the judge can cause great damage and can be tragic if it is deliberate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. On the subject of women's rights in Islam, Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said, Islam put women on a par with men and made them equal with them. Of course, there are certain Islamic precepts which apply only to men and others which apply only to women. But this does not mean that Islam discriminates between men and women. Here, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is focusing on the equality between men and women in Islam. You know, in Islam, a woman has the basic freedom of choice and expression based on recognition of her individual personality. First, she is free to choose her religion. The Holy Book of Quran states, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, rectitude has become distinct from error. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 256. There are many traditions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which indicate women would pose questions directly to him and offer their opinion concerning religion, I don't know, economics and social matters as well. A Muslim woman chooses her husband and keeps her name after marriage. A Muslim woman's testimony is valid in legal disputes. In fact, in areas in which women are more familiar, their evidence is conclusive as well.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
General, the value of humankind in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is defined through humanity, which is emphasized by the Holy Book of Quran too. The status and individuality of human beings, as well as their rights of freedom, have a structure which has been provided by the Islamic teachings and the brilliant commendations of Quran as well. Outside these holy borders, the human status of mankind is manipulated by the carnal desires of dishonest people and it will not have a genuine definition and content anymore. The Muslim woman was given a role, duties and rights 1,400 years ago that most women do not enjoy even now and today in the Western countries. These rights are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are designed to keep balance in society. You see how beautiful these sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi was. I really do like it. For ending this recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about women's right in Islam once more. Islam put women on a par with men and made them equal with them. Of course, there are certain Islamic precepts which apply only to men and others which apply only to women. But this does not mean that Islam discriminates between men and women. Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha